I definitely would be in a confident sort of mood, I suppose, definitely. I think the Donegal goal performance maybe surprised a lot of people. We knew the talent was in there in the squad, but it's just sort of a matter getting it all out on the day, and definitely did that against Donegal. What I liked about the two games was the Donegal and Derry game, they controlled the game very well. You know, it seemed to be control of what was going on, you know, control of possession. They didn't really look too flustered at any stage, you know, which is good too, that they managed the situation well in both games, you know, so that'll be bode well. The experience is coming to really coming to the fore now within the Tyrone team.
Yeah, and kick some fabulous points.
I did, surely. I suppose maybe someone that had been criticised, maybe not having a marquee forward, but when you have a spread of scores like Tyrone have at the minute, boys can score from any angle or any distance, like some Matty Donnelly, Niall Sludden, Petey Hart, boys they got, you know, and then you've your inside forward Mark Bradley or Darren McCurry to come on to hit scores well. It's looking good, you know, and hopefully on Sunday then boys will put a step up the plate, and when the opportunity arises that they can take the scores and really push on again, you know.
And I suppose broke the goal duck as well against Donegal. People were saying that there was the one weakness, that they hadn't the ability to get the goals.
That's true, I suppose, maybe aye, but I wouldn't be too concerned about not being scoring goals, or as long as you're creating opportunities and taking point opportunities, you know, you keep the scoreboard ticking over. Goals help, surely, it definitely does, you know, but it gives a bit of confidence. But if you're fit to get scores, points, you know, it definitely helps as well, that you can, and a wide variety of scores definitely will help, you know.
You mentioned, you know, a lot of names there. Overall, what do you make of Tyrone so far this year?
I go on, been pretty happy enough at this stage. I suppose started the league campaign fairly well, and maybe dipped a wee bit sort of towards the end, but then raised it again for the championship, which is a good sign, you know. They seem to maybe have tailored then their training and that, and their playing style towards the championship, which is good to see. They've a long road ahead of them yet. You can't get carried away, like, I suppose, you know, Mickey is sort of always a game at a time, but there's always a long term goal with them as well. But you always take a step at a time. You don't get carried away. They'll not get carried away with the Donegal performance. I'm sure they sit down and looked at it, and there's positives and negatives to take from the game. So hopefully that they've learned a lot from that game, the last two games, Derry and Donegal, and put that all to fruition on Sunday against Down.
And what do you make of Down? Surprise finalist. Not many would have put money on them at the start of the year.
No, definitely not. I suppose after this last couple of years, like the manager of Orange was under a lot of pressure, and their performances hadn't been going well, but you could see maybe during the league they picked up a valuable point to get away against Cork. Probably was the turning point for them down there to get them in Division 2, which is probably was a great boost in coming into the championship. Again, probably their underdogs coming into the championship against Armagh, against Monaghan, and it suited them. They played some outstanding football, I thought, very very open, very very tenacious football as well. They seemed to get really stuck in, like the old Down teams, you know. So I think the Down will pose throwing a lot of problems on Sunday, in likes of the Johnsons and that, and Mooney coming from deep and for the carry ball and coming at good pace as well, you know. Pace is a big thing in the modern game, and I think Down have plenty of that as well.
Did Down's physicality surprise you, especially against Monaghan the last day?
I suppose from a playing days, you always knew what you're going to get with Down, for to play football, and they can mix it as well. It probably didn't surprise me. It probably surprised Monaghan more so, maybe. The full forward Conair Harrison seemed to get the better of Drew Wiley, which is not too many forwards can do that, you know, and that probably set the tone. Once he got on top of Drew Wiley, it really gave confidence for everybody else. But I'd imagine Down's going to bring someone similar to Sunday's game. I think they have to do that, maybe.
Yeah.
They have to really sort of hunt in packs, I suppose, and with maybe the bigger pitch, maybe a Clonus compared to maybe Armagh, that might lead to that, maybe hunting in packs, but Down will have to do that. You really get stuck in and turn the ball over and stop Tyrone's really runners coming from deep to have any chance, I think, on Sunday.
A lot of people have been saying to me, and I think it's generally accepted, that Down normally, as they get a run going and as a championship or a campaign progresses, they usually get better.
I think so. I'd agree with that. Yeah, I definitely. If they get their tails up and get playing football and, you know, attacking it well, they've always have quality players, quality attacking players, which, you know, we've seen down through the years, like Benny Coulter and that, and Marty Clark, and Michael Walsh, the boys they got, you know, all talented players. So they had, you know, Danny Hughes, Ronan Murta, like, they're always capable of getting scores, and this team, I think, on Sunday is capable of doing that as well, like, you know. So it'll be an interesting one, you know, sort of see how all the wee pieces of the jigsaw fall into place, and maybe the matchups maybe could be important as well, you know, who's going to pick up who, or, you know, I think Tyrone maybe done that very well against Donegal, the likes of David Mulgrew come in sort of out of the nowhere, hadn't really got much game time, and had sort of the detail to mark Ryan McHugh, and done a great job on him, you know, really nullified his effect on the game. So I bet this now see all them wee matchups go on Sunday.
And what are the big matchups you, as you see them on Sunday?
Well, probably that one, I'd say the likes of Johnson got a lot of room against Monaghan, seemed to sort of carry the ball a lot around middle of field, sort of dictated the pace. He's sort of pick and probe his passes or when to run and drive it at Monaghan. I think if Tyrone can sort of nullify him, he's going to take a lot of impact away from down, you know. Maybe D.D. McGrew or David McGrew could have his job again, or maybe Nathan McCrory would have done that in the past, you know. So it'll be interesting to see how that scenario works out. Again, both Conair Harrison, see how he's picked up. Maybe probably Cathal McCarron or Ronan McNamee be detailed to pick him up. If he's cut out, you know, if he's stopping me from scoring as much as he did against Monaghan, that'll be a big tackling threat taken away from down. So if like them two men are, from a Tyrone point of view, if them two men are curtailed, you know, Tyrone will be on one and run, you know. So I think maybe them two will be Henderson matchups.
Yeah. As a supporter, you know, supporters always have fears about things just mightn't happen on the day. Would you have any fear at all on Sunday?
Oh, you have to, I think so, wee bit, you know. You just can't dismiss down or any team. You know, things can happen. You know, you have to look at the weekend, maybe Roscommon and Galway. You know, everybody dismissed Roscommon after what Galway did to get to Mayo. And look what happened. They're Connacht champions, Roscommon, and rightly so. So you just can't dismiss any team. You have to take them as they come and give them due respect and do the research on them and see what their attacking threats are and see how you can break them down defensively and that. So, oh, definitely you have to fear down. If you give them chances and let them play football, they're going to be very, very hard to beat. So, well, it's definitely we'll be confident, but we're still aware of what down can offer.
You're hoping there's enough experience in this Tyrone team. They've been out around a year or two now, a couple of years.
I think so. I think probably last year, maybe she was getting over the Donegal hurdle, maybe last year in the final after 3 or 4 years of them beating us, you know. So I think it was a massive confidence booster, you know, that they can really produce, you know, when it matters. You know, like Sean stood up and Petey Hart stood up at the end when it mattered in the final. So hopefully that a bit of experience will definitely help. The boys have been about now a while, so it's like some Matty Donnelly, Ronan McNamee, Cathal McCarron. You know, them boys have been there. They've done it now at the provincial level now, so hopefully they can push on and use that experience on Sunday and hopefully get maybe then to Croke Park.
You mentioned last year and obviously breaking the duck against Donegal and finally getting that monkey off the back. Are Tyrone a better team this year, do you think?
Good question. I think so, maybe. Well, what I mean would be their attacking threat. They seem to be attacking the goals a bit more. You know, they're causing teams problems defensively. They're more offensive minded. They seem to get more bodies forward. I know they've a good solid defensive structure, but offensively they're really going in numbers, attacking at pace, and I think that's causing all teams problems. And both from a supporter's point of view, or even a neutral's point of view, that's what you want to see: teams attacking, making it hard, making life hard, and getting scores. And I think that's really what's thrown them out of the year. They've really an offensive threat from all over the pitch, just not one or two players. It's all over the pitch. Anybody can score. Anybody getting in a good position and taking their chance when they get there. I think that's the main difference between probably this year and last year.
And they're good enough to get over this hurdle. All things being equal.
I think so. I think that just maybe the experience will help them. Just maybe I think throwing sort of power and pace maybe could last them maybe, you know, 70 minutes and on. We're down, maybe just might struggle. I think maybe just a year or two behind, maybe thrown at the minute. You know, I think just that power and pace thrown have, attacking-wise, we'll see them over the line.